Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Today is January 10th. Are they going to make any more moves? Because a lot of people are saying they're not, and Jake's going to let us know if he believes that or not. So let's do it. Let's talk Yanks.
Talking Yanks with old John Boy, John Boy and Jake.
Recaps galore, weekly awards, stat lines, steaming hot takes. Get your Yankees news from these two fine dudes. It's time for Talking Yanks.
Talking Yanks with old John Boy, John Boy and Jake.
Hello and welcome to Talking Yanks. Thank you very much for joining us today. My name's Jimmy. We got Jake over here. No BBD, no Zach. Mike producing away.
What's up?
In the corner. BBD's in an on an island. Do we know what island he's on yet?
We think it's Jamaica. I have sources saying Jamaica.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. Bet he gets, someone tries to sell him weed. That's what happened when I went to Jamaica.
Nice.
My cousin bought it. I was only 10. How are you?
Jamaican me crazy.
Jim. You should climb up that waterfall where they filmed Bonds. It's a fun thing to do. I did it twice.
BBD's not doing that. A very special episode, 836 in Talking Yanks history for our producer extraordinaires. People mark this one down with Money Mike. And we had a little bit of big New York baseball news, so we had to hop on the mics. That's what we do.
Correa to the Twins.
Correa to the Twins just broke pending physical again. They just had him, so.
I wanted him in New York. Like, I wanted the Mets to have him. I want the Mets and the Yankees to run baseball.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I want.
They still can.
The Mets are still good. Right. But I want that. I want October to come and Manhattan and the city is just a buzz and baseball takes over the town.
I'm in.
So I'm rooting for the Mets.
Sign me up. Yeah, we...
To lose in the World Series to the Yankees.
Yes. 5 games.
Fair game.
I want them to get one.
Everyone shakes on that.
The Mets should have one.
Are you sad? Or are you tired?
Sick. Sick. That's why my eyes have been like this for the past, like, week and a half. Yeah, I'm happy for baseball, but kind of like what we've been talking about everywhere, Correa was the last big free agent, and it's been, you know, arguably the weirdest free agency of all time.
What about Gary Sanchez? Twins pick him up too?
They could. Maybe the Yanks do.
No.
Get him in the mix. But that's kind of what we're talking about today. We like to peel back the curtains. Some of our friends from Yes were here today. They love talking baseball. They love talking Yankees. And we were talking the Yankees gossip. And the story is still left field with some mixes of kind of that second half of the lineup. There's a lot of stuff that's in stone and has been in stone, heading into the offseason. I think there was a lot of Glaber rumors. It feels like those are all out the window, right? Although there was a weird Glaber for Garrett Crochet rumor that, like, the internet.
I mean, who was the writer or someone on MLB Network that predicted or did a trade that was, I remember I tried to tweet about it, but everything was just, like, too mean and
right.
I didn't want to do it anymore. It was Glaber for two relievers, and I was like, what? This doesn't
help.
Glaber was good besides one terrible month last year.
Yeah, one no good, very
just
bad
because
month.
He's the only asset the Yankees have to offer if a team's looking for an MLB player, and he's like, his contract has a year and a half left. Just because of that does not mean the Yankees should trade him or that Glaber's awful.
Right.
Which I think Yankees fans are getting confused about. Like, the reason you are pushing for him to get traded is because he has value. They're doing classic fantasy, your worst member of your fantasy baseball league.
A little bit. I think it was more so like, you know, the popular trade, especially with Yankees recently, is that year and a half to 2 year range, and Glaber's 2 years, valuable, coming off a good season. So it was originally there. But yeah, and especially if we're trading Gleyber for pitching, you basically have two bats you can rely on in the lineup to be out there and be good. It's Rizzo and Judge. Like Stanton, the injuries, yeah, when he's out there, I expect him to be good, but the injury thing will always be over looming. And then, you know, DJ, he currently has injury stuff over looming, although the news seemingly gets better and better there. Like, it seems like we're getting further and further away from surgery. I think they reported he was going to be at camp on time. Everyone else hitting-wise has questions. Donaldson, Oswaldo, Bader, Peraza, Trevino. Bader deserves to get an asterisk because when we last saw him, it was good and he's in his prime and stuff like that. But still, for a full season in his history, I don't know. I think that's gone, and it basically brought us to our discussion of, like, are the Yankees done this offseason? Because especially we just heard some Varsho rumors. And, Jim, all of that is brought to you by DraftKings.
Sure is.
DraftKings, are the Yankees going to make a bet on another transaction this offseason? And the NFL playoffs are rolling, and this is the time, people. If you want to get involved, go to DraftKings. They're the official sports betting partner of the NFL. And to kick off the road to Super Bowl 57, you can bet $5 and get 200 in free bets instantly. They also have their no-sweat bet each day of the wildcard round this weekend. Place any NFL bet of your choice, and if it loses, you'll get free bet back up to $10. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use the code YANKS. YANKS, baby. New customers can bet $5 on the NFL and get 200 in free bets instantly, only at DraftKings Sportsbook and with code YANKS. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details.
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 Can we listen? Oh, I'm not hooked up to the board. Mm. I'm going to see if I can hook up to the board.
Okay.
And then I want to listen because I saw people passing around this hot stove clip. Mike, can you see if the Bluetooth switch on the Rodecaster is up? If I'm connected, this should work. It might not.
Partners, perhaps? Absolutely. Nice, but they also have Aaron Hicks, Oswaldo Cabrera. What are your thoughts on what's happening?
Right. When you start to assemble your roster and you look towards the 2023 season and you're the Yankees, you're saying to yourself, where can you make improvements? Well, the Yankees brought back Judge. They re-signed Rizzo. We know that they've added Rodon to the rotation. We know that they've added Canley to the bullpen. But the one spot that stands out is left field. A lot of people have wanted to try and connect the Yankees with Reynolds and the Pirates, and the Pirates are asking for a king's ransom for Reynolds. So I don't see that match happening anytime soon. I think the Yankees are going to go into this season knowing they have Aaron Hicks as a possibility to play left field, knowing that Cabrera and Florial can also compete for at-bats in that position, and then also be patient. I think the one virtue that Brian Cashman, well, he has more than one virtue, but one of his virtues as a general manager, he's shown the ability to be patient. This team won 99 games last season. The team that you start opening day with, Flash, doesn't mean that's going to be the team that you finish the season with. So as much as folks want a lot to be simmering in the left field position, I don't think it's simmering very hot.
Yeah, Brian Cashman.
Do you agree?
Which part?
With
about
Jack
the
Curry.
Virtues? About Cashman having multiple virtues?
Everyone's got multiple virtues, right?
Right.
What are yours? So. Name two of yours.
I don't know. I Googled virtues.
Good qualities, basically, right?
Yeah. Openness? That's that a virtue I have?
Sure.
Being lighthearted? Is that a virtue?
I don't know. I think there's a better way to say what you're trying to get at.
All right. What are yours?
Lighthearted would be one.
Mike, your number one virtue?
Patience.
Nice. Mm. That's a good one.
Yeah, to work in tech kind of necessary.
You need that.
Yeah.
A lot of it.
All right, Jake.
Yes.
Are they going to...
What's the question?
Well, the thought process is, and we're doing the same show like every week now, because that is what Yankees talk. We just kind of talked to the producers of Yes Network, and they were like, yep, well, that's the conversation people want to hear about. And every week we get a couple more details like, someone, and who said this, because I haven't double-checked this, that the Yankees were interested or in on Varsho or nibbling or talking or thinking about the Varsho trade before he went
right
to the Blue Jays. We know that they were talking to Benintendi, but didn't want to give him that many years. Those are left field options, outfield options. How Pollock, we knew he, we didn't think the Yankees were going to go that route, but he was another outfielder. As more and more come off the board, when do the Yankees completely pivot to what Jack Curry is saying and say, well, none of the other options, Profar, Kepler, are worth losing prospects or spending money on when we have a mix of McKinney, Ortega, Calhoun, Hicks, as Waldo to use.
Right.
And then Reynolds obviously is worth it, but they don't want to give up that much. So are we at the point that Jack Curry's talking about?
I don't think so. For me, it's because part of Jack Curry's argument there, so you know me, always just causing beef with Jack Curry. Part of Jack Curry's argument is that your lineup to start the season isn't what it finishes, right? And, you know, there's a good spin on that, you know, the trade deadline comes and, you know, sometimes a prospect comes up by storm and things of that nature can happen. But also, like, negative things can happen. Like, I just clicked on the Yankees opening day lineup from last year.
Do you think I could do it?
No.
Not. No.
Lead off?
Did Donaldson lead
Josh
off?
Josh Donaldson.
Yeah.
Not bad.
One for one.
Okay.
Yep. Then Josh, I think Judge hit second.
Josh Donaldson coming off an 800 OPS season when we didn't know who or what Josh Donaldson really was. He was up there. Aaron Judge, we know what he went on to do. Rizzo, what we thought he could be. Stanton, sure. DJ LeMahieu, when he was still part of, like, the, you know, impact piece of this team. And maybe he can. Like, if he's healthy, even when he was healthy last year, he played really well. So, Joey Gallo, who, you know, we thought had the potential to be an all-star level player. So, when you go through this, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6... I mean, those top six guys in the lineup, we thought, kind of had all-star potential. Maybe not Donaldson, third base is stacked, but he was our leadoff hitter, like, with an 800 OPS. And currently, if the Yankees are done, Glaber, Judge, Rizzo, Stanton, sure. Those four guys I can buy into, and I can believe they can have a great year. And even, you know, Stanton obviously has very genuine injury risk. Judge, it's going to be tough to repeat what he did last year.
Well, he can do 75% of it and still be really good.
But then Donaldson, Oswaldo, Bader, Peraza, Trevino. You know, Bader, who is lights out in the playoffs, and I'm psyched for him. Like, center field defense is one of my favorite things.
Going to
sport.
A lot of Knicks games.
Going to a lot of Knicks games.
Should he get him on the show if he's in the city soon?
I think so. I think we're reaching out to him, actually. He's a glove. People would say his glove is better than his bat, which I don't want to knock him if he puts together a great season. And he could be a fantastic seven-hole hitter. But right now, the hitting was part of the problem last year, especially by the end of the season. And they brought in Benintendi. I know he got hurt and he left. But yeah, man, right now, a team that's offense was the prop. Part of their problem last year. And again, we are nitpicking. It was a 99-win team, but a team that limped in the second half of the season. It feels like they haven't addressed kind of what was their biggest problem. So we talked ourselves into Rafael Ortega, and there's a genuine roadmap there. And people really liked that episode, and Hap was awesome. But fly balls to right field at Yankee Stadium coming from Wrigley, I can buy into that formula, but...
Do you believe
him or Hicks going to be like a go-to five-hole hitter for us? I don't think so.
Five-hole? For who? Hicks or...
Ortega.
No.
Exactly.
But why would they be there?
Who do you got?
I mean, it would be... I mean, you got Bader, Judge, Rizzo, Stanton, DJ, Donaldson, Glaber.
I guess I don't have Bader as a go-to top half of the lineup guy. I think when he gets hot, you can do that, but I don't think...
Well, he's still going to be above Ortega or Hicks if they're playing left field.
I guess I want my left fielder to have the option to be a better offensive option than Harrison Bader.
I agree. I'm just saying if they're...
Harrison Bader's let career numbers, 245, 317, a 723 OPS.
But have you seen his away career numbers? He didn't hit in St. Louis.
Great.
807 OPS lifetime on the road. 277 batting average, 339. His numbers in St. Louis are not great. So you can bank on that. Also, my point was that Ortega, if he's a starting left fielder, isn't the five-hole hitter.
Right.
Nor is his.
Well, I don't think Bader should be a top five of the lineup guy.
I think he's leading off right now.
I think that's a problem. And I like Harrison Bader. But I like him as...
Well, they don't have a leadoff
hitter. I like him as a 6-9 hitter. DJ, if he's healthy, is a leadoff hitter.
They were trying to get away from that even when they didn't. They put Donaldson. Like, they... Even when they didn't have other leadoff hitters, they were trying to get away from
DJ. Because I think they're leadoff. Trying to stretch out their lineup as much as they can. But
yeah.
That didn't work. I guess that's my thing.
Yeah.
So do you think they're done?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what they'd do. Reynolds is the only option that is better than rolling the dice internally and sorting it out at the deadline or a month in or whatever. I mean, I think they might pick up more depth pieces, but yeah, I mean, what are the options? Like, you go get Profar and you sign him. He's your everyday left fielder. Then you're locked into, he's not going to want 1-year deal, I don't think. Or if right. even if you get that, I don't know a better option that's still on the table besides Reynolds. Or there's something we have not heard of or right. thought of.
That's not flushed.
And we've really tried to think about this, and so has the public, like, tried to think of options.
Yeah, some of the St. Louis outfielders were rumored. Those would be big trades. I would be interested in Kepler pending price tag.
I wouldn't. Like, I would take the internal stuff over Kepler. I want... I know what you're going to get there, and the average is Donaldson again, like when he was hot. Just a ton of strikeouts and some homers that fix the numbers in between. I'm sick of those players. Like, I'd rather Oswaldo than Kepler and hope he gets hot, and if not, you have Hicks a platoon or Ortega platoon. I'm not into Kepler at all. I don't think his offensive makeup helps at the bottom of the lineup, especially.
Yeah, I mean, there's an argument there. I'd be interested in the price tag, and I guess with Oswaldo, because there's hope, right? I mean, he's a young player. If he continues to get better, we saw his final couple of the weeks of the season when he got hot. That was pretty cool. It's just, I guess it turns into the Yankee mindset that we've talked about a lot. Like, if Hicks is around, he's going to play. Like, I've seen this. So, if Hicks, Oswaldo, and even an Ortega catches on or something like that, because we've talked about the backup center field, like, that still needs a solution, that, like, then it means basically Aaron Hicks is our starting left fielder.
I think it would be a platoon. If they don't go get a guy, I think we're looking at a platoon.
It kind of turns into the Brett Gardner thing for me. If he ends up on the team, he's going to play X amount of games. Aaron Hicks played .130 last year.
Yes, but he was part of the plan. Like, him being a starter was part of the plan.
Yeah, correct? I mean, not... I think that didn't excite people, like, last year, you know?
No, I'm asking...
I mean, last year, not by the end of the season. Like, they traded for Benintendi.
Well, they also had Gallo.
Gallo, Judge. We didn't know how they were going to treat Stanton full-time DH because we'd seen him play some outfield. We thought Hicks was going to be, like, hopefully in a fourth outfielder mix. That's where I'm saying if, like, he's almost, after last year, he could be coming into, like, a... more of a position of power where it wasn't.
Or is he going to try and put on weight?
All right.
That power stroke up. Who would you want? Who's available besides Reynolds? Which it seems like they would do that if they were doing that.
Yeah. I mean, I've never thought Reynolds is in play. The Pirates said that like first thing this offseason. I'd be open to Kepler for a price tag. Because, you know, lefty, short porch, he's also a shift guy that batting average could go up a little bit. I'm really looking, I'd like to have that balance at another lefty in the lineup, which, you know, Hicks or Oswaldo kind of check that box. But yeah, I mean, one of the St. Louis Cardinals outfielders, if a Newt Barr or Tyler O'Neill is available, a solution.
So you don't have one.
A solution isn't in house.
Yeah, but you didn't name any that are out there.
But I mean, I could go through all 30 roster. I just named it, like, Tyler O'Neill would get me excited.
Okay, but St. Louis says no. Same with Pirates.
But they might not. Like, we don't know that.
But there's no free agent options. So I'm saying
free agency
Yankees can't
pretty
force
thin.
A team to trade with them.
No.
But as far as
a way you can.
As far as picking up a guy, there's no one you like better than rolling the dice and then trying to get
I mean, Profar is better than the players mentioned, but like you said, the contract that would come with that and not being able to shed Hicks. So yes, I would much rather have a Jerickson Profar. But there's other contract stuff that's already set forth with having Hicks and, yeah.
So yes, you would rather them.
I would rather have Jerickson Profar as our starting left fielder. Yes.
On even if it's multiple years.
I mean, yes, I would. I don't think I guess I've ruled that out because I don't think the Yankees are going to do that. I think they believed in Benintendi for 3 years.
Yeah, I don't know if they believe in Profar to lock down that and not let Oswaldo grow into it or not let like a trade happen or Florial's out. I don't know why he's gotten mentioned, but maybe nobody's out. He doesn't even have options, so you're not going to do that. So yeah, it's tough because you can't. There's no trades out there that are like publicly
that we know of.
Yeah, it would have to be something we get shocked by,
which we were by the Donaldson trade last year. So I don't think we can rule out a trade option.
No, but you just have no idea. I mean,
right.
The Yankees could want to do it, but we don't know.
I can still check that box, and it's like, okay, I think the Yankees can still pursue trades. I don't think we can rule that out.
Yes, but we don't know who's available.
Right.
And then free agents, there's nothing left.
Profar.
So for me, so you would rather them sign Profar. I would rather not sign Profar and lock him up as the left fielder. Like, if it's Oswaldo, I just roll the dice with Oswaldo Ortega, Hicks for the first 2 months and then make a trade, see if Hap's available, see if someone else is available, see if someone plays out. But I just...
David Peralta is still a free agent. He was on our original list of guys we talked about.
Yeah. I wish Profar had some more offense steadily. It's like every other season where he's a plus guy. You can get on below average pretty easily there.
Right.
So all the options are dwindling of like surefire, this would be great.
Sure, but I guess I'd rather have more even options like a David Pro, like an option to click. Like right now, it's Ortega, which again I don't dislike him. He can play left field and center field. He's lefty. He hits fly balls to right field, but I don't know. For him being our lottery ticket out.
Well, it's also a lottery ticket. It's also escapable. Or like if you sign Peralta, I don't think he's an option on the depth pool. I think he's your left fielder and you're going to ride or die with him until he gallows his way out or whatever it is. Oof.
What was that term?
Gallows his way out. Oof. Yeah.
Sheesh. Florial.
That's why I wish there's no options left where I'm like, yeah, I'd love to sign this guy, and he gets the spot no matter what he's doing until his contract's up or his, as long as he's healthy, he's out there and we believe in him. Because that's how they're going to treat any of these guys that are remaining as free agents. Same way they treated Donaldson last year. It's not going to be that much money attached to him, but same way they treated Gallup. They played him until like it was 10 times worse than it should have been when they stopped trading him.
Right.
Whereas with the circle of bullshit in one position, you have outs easily. And then you still are available for trades down the line. If, say, the Pirates now halfway through the season are like, now Reynolds, it's 2.5 years, not 3. The value's different in the return. Now we're trading him. Or Ian Happ as a rental, or more options available of guys that you plug and play. It really dwindled on them. That pie chart is not a lot remaining.
I just think we're coming off a 99 win season. That the offense ended up being a downfall for the team, but they got off to an electric start to the regular season, and that start ended up covering up one of the worst months we've ever seen. Sure. But, like, I don't know, man. With that lineup coming into the season, I realize you can make improvements, but where are you in the standings? Like, if the Jays and the Rays get off to good starts...
I mean, the Yankees lineup's still pretty good.
I think the Yankees lineup is pretty thin right now.
I mean, the heavy hitters you have are, like, really good heavy hitters.
Sure. I mean, Judge is amazing. One of the best hitters in the league. Really like Rizzo on the Yankees. Even Baby Gley. Like, I think you and I are both buying Glaber stock after seeing him grow up at kind of the end of last season.
Stan was an above-average offensive player in a down year last year.
Right. I mean, health's my issue with him. That's been covered.
DJ?
Like DJ, but health concerns.
And Bader's there. He's your center fielder. I think he's going to hit.
I guess I'm not sure of that.
Yeah, I mean, I still like the Yankees offense better than a lot of other teams. I want a left fielder, but
we're just doing a different conversation. I mean, the Yankees should have probably a top 10 offense in baseball, but it was kind of their weak point last year.
They didn't finish top 10?
They were 15th in batting average, 4th in OPS. So, yeah, but this ended up being the team's weakness.
Yes, come postseason.
Yes.
But I think we're fine to start the season like this.
I guess that's where I'm skeptical.
Yeah.
I think we could look up at the standings in 2 months and be like, oh, we're 5 games back.
Oh, first place. Wow. I don't feel like there's ever been a time where I'm way more bullish on the Yankees than you.
I'm still high on the Yankees. Their rotation may be the best it's ever been, but the lineup, that was a problem, and we're playing for rings, right? Like, regular season, especially with expanded
playoffs.
Yeah,
but you don't have your playoff roster at opening day. You use the trade deadline to get better.
Like, right, but I think they came in with a better lineup into opening day last year. They added at the deadline last year, and it still didn't...
they got hurt. DJ and Benny got hurt.
Sure. Are going to get hurt this year.
Yeah, you need
too,
way more.
Sure.
You may need way more depth than that. They're doing that with a lot of these minor league signings and stuff. But also, you can fill in at the deadline and signings later on, and call up some prospects or whatever. But yeah, injuries are going to kill you. I don't know. Have you seen the Rangers lineup? Like, they're the.
I think the Rangers lineup is more similar than you think.
Jesus Christ! I mean, we got Judge, Rizzo, Stanton, Glaber, DJ. I mean, Donaldson, we complained about, was a 94 OPS plus, like just below average.
Simeon and Seager are ballers. Nate Lowe had a huge year.
One big year.
Adelis Garcia has been good for 2 years. Like, they have 4 guys. We have 5, you know?
I like Bader. I mean, I hope Peraza gets the gig. I think he's going to put bat to ball skill on the team. And I'm not complaining about catcher. I'm not complaining about center field.
Me either.
Shortstop, I hope they roll the dice with Peraza. I'm not complaining about DH or first base or right field or second base. So really, it's like, I hope Donaldson hits because we're stuck with him. And then I hope they find a left fielder, but I don't think there's someone out there right now that immediately makes them better. But, I mean, I'm not complaining about any other position besides kind of offensively third base. I need them to be better there. And DJ might play his way into that role.
Third base and left field. It's what we've talked about a lot. But, yeah, I mean, I think Houston's lineup, Toronto's lineup, I think they've got us. And I love the Rodon signing. He's obviously nasty and probably best 1-2 punch in baseball. I don't know. It just feels weird coming off of a postseason where – the offense was the problem, and it feels like it didn't really get addressed.
Yeah, I mean, the offense was a problem in the postseason.
And, you know, August, September, it got pretty thin. It was just like the Judge home run race. Glaber got hot.
Yeah, you had who was playing? I mean, because Bader wasn't even playing.
Right.
August was at Glaber's dead month.
August was Glaber's bad month, yep.
Because besides that, he had a good year. You had IKF, who offered nothing. And then, can't I find this? I know it was thin, but it was mostly thin in, like, approach. You had no contact. You had, like, with DJ and Benny out, they were the two that were supposed to fill the hole of the not, like, swing and miss or different approach at bat. I'm hoping Peraza and Bader add to that.
Again, Peraza, if he, A, they play him and he gets the job, I'm excited to see what that is because he has potential. I guess that's kind of when I've gone around the other positions.
I don't think there's a left fielder available. Like, if they get Nootbaar, all of a sudden you think now he makes the Yankees lineup better than...
I think he's got a chance.
Than the other teams you think they're worse than?
I think that it gives them a better chance. That's the whole point.
But on paper, you still like Toronto better?
Lineup-wise, but obviously the Yankees' rotation and bullpen I like a lot more.
Trying to see. Donaldson was getting cleanup run. Judge leadoff stunk last year. Andujar was getting a lot of run. Marwin. Yeah, Marwin and Kiner, IKF, were playing a lot down the stretch. So that'd be nice to not have that happen again. But people are going to get hurt.
For sure.
Yeah. All right. I mean, I don't think there's a left field fix that changes the lineup crazily right now, available right now. Just banking on upside. So I think I'm more with what Jack Curry was saying. Like, unless there's a trade we don't see coming, I don't know who's available. And I don't think they're doing Reynolds.
No. Reynolds is out.
Yeah. Is that it? Everything? All right. That's the episode. Well, I don't know where the outro song is, Mike, but there's...
I can click through and try to find it.
We'll do it in post.
Okay. You want to know my mom's favorite player?
Yes.
Yes.
Mike's mom's favorite player.
She's. I don't think she follows baseball, but when the World Series was going on, I was telling her I was watching it. And then she sent me back a link, and it was a link to Harrison Bader makes history by belting another homer, whatever, like an NY Post article that she found. And then she goes, Bader looks like a pretty good guy. Looks like he has some good experience under his belt. And that was her thing. So I guess her favorite player is him. After
okay.
5 minutes of research, she like determined like that's the guy that
we'll try to get him in here.
I yeah. love
He's
it.
He's full of swagger and gung ho ness,
yeah.
bravado.
He's ready
kind
to
of
go.
Bravado.
He's yeah. ready to go.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Thanks for listening. We'll see you guys later. Go Yanks. Tell them Grams.
Go Yankees.
All right, Amp. See ya. Bye. Sam.
Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.